We're in Proverbs chapter 1, and talk about this sort of tragic irony here in Proverbs, where wisdom keeps calling out to people and people don't listen, and then all of a sudden they want wisdom and then nowhere to be found. That's the thing. Life is a lot about timing. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24. Because I have called and ye refused, I've stretched out my hand, no man regarded. But ye have set it not on my counsel, would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. That's rough. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that they hated knowledge did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. That's a description of wisdom and wisdom retreating and coming out and, I guess, leaving the public view, and now people looking for her and she can't be found. But let's pray. And we'll talk about this sort of tragic irony in all of this here, but let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help us this evening. Thank you for each soul that's here. And I do pray that you'd help us get what we need out of these verses. I pray that you would guide and direct us through this. Pray you feed your flock. And I thank you for your words. Thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. And again, I pray that you'd help us get what we need from wisdom here in these verses. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, there's a principle that runs through, you know, if it's positive, if something good happens to someone who's done good, you know, people may say it's fate or something like that, or serendipity or something like that. But if it's bad, when bad things happen to somebody who's done bad, somebody would say, well, that's irony. And it's not really exactly how it works. It's not just the universal force or the universe at work against morality or for morality. It's God at work. But the principle is things like you reap what you sow. Jesus said to somebody one time, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said another time, give and it shall be given unto you. He said, judge with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. I mean, you kind of see the mirror, so to speak. It's give and it shall be given. Judge with what measure you meet, it'll be measured to you again. And things like the merciful shall obtain mercy. And anyhow, it's just a principle of sort of reaping and sowing, and sowing and reaping, and it kind of plays out here in these verses. Wisdom has been calling and calling and calling and calling and calling and warning and setting up caution signs and saying, don't go this way, listen, please listen, please listen. And all the while, the people just keep going on their way. They got their own business. They got their own lives to tend to. And wisdom doesn't seem to be that important, which would be like the words of God. Just don't seem to be that important compared to, you know, my life, my job, my money, my relationships. Wisdom just not that important. And then all of a sudden, wisdom is important, but wisdom's gone. And she says this, she says, I called, but you refused. I stretched out my hand, I reached out my hand for you, and no man regarded. If you just imagine somebody reaching him and they're out in the street, people walking by saying, hey, don't go there, follow me, let me help you get away from the ditch there. She said, I stretched out my hand, but no man regarded. She said, you had set at naught all my counsel. That's like cursing wisdom. You make wisdom a sort of a you bad mouth it. It's just making wisdom sort of look stupid. You said at naught my counsel. You said it's pointless. It's worthless. What, I don't have time for that sort of direction in my life. I don't. Who needs light to see anyway? Let me keep going on my way. She says, you just said it, not all my counsel. You would none of my reproof. You wouldn't listen. That's one of the things that is a life lesson. If you can learn how to take reproof, learn how to take correction, boy, that's something that'll help you. But these folks don't. In Proverbs, they don't do that. She said, you would none of my reproof. And the consequence is now judgment's coming. Now judgment, and she says, because you did this, because you did all this, I will laugh at your calamity. That's rough. It's harsh. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. It's like the I told you so's. It's just, I told you. I told you this was going to happen. I told you this is where this was headed. And you wouldn't listen. You just wouldn't listen. I told you this is where you're going. Mock when your fear comes. Or mock when your distress comes. When your fear comes as desolation, your anguish, all that stuff. She just, it's just so many I told you so's. And the problem is now the people are in a bind. And now they want help that they didn't want before, but now the help's not going to be offered. The life preserver, the direction is gone now. And so wisdom's disappeared, and she said, you're going to call, but I'm not going to answer. You're going to seek me, but I'm not going to be found of you. I know some of you have lived long enough to see this happen. It's one thing to watch a young person make decisions that you know where they end up. You know where this goes. You know exactly where this train of thought ends. You know you've been down the road. You know where it goes. But now I've lived long enough to watch folks, not young people making bad decisions early on, but I mean people in the ministry, who you can tell there's something not right about what they're doing, and before long all that stuff kind of plays out. You just watch them go off and maybe they end up out of church completely, when church had been their whole life. It had been their whole life. And it boils down to this. You didn't listen to wisdom when wisdom called. And now these decisions have now, they're come to fruition. What do they say? That the chickens have kind of come home to roost here. She says, you'll call, but I won't answer. You'll seek me, but I'm not going to be found. You've made your choices. You wouldn't listen, and now here you are. Here you are. And it's interesting because, it's like we said, you reap what you sow, all those kinds of things. You get out of life exactly what you wanted to get. You say, well, I didn't want life to be this way. Well, you don't get to choose the consequences, but you got what you were looking for. This is the life you were looking for, and this is the life you got. You say, well, I don't want to end up at this. I don't want my family destroyed. Like I said, you don't get to choose the consequences of those decisions, but you lived out exactly what you wanted to live out. And so that's where these people find themselves. That's where people find themselves is, I didn't want wisdom, and so consequently now I don't have wisdom. Now when I need it, I want it, but it's too late. But the problem is you got what you were looking for. Every time wisdom stretched out her hand to you, you said, I'm not have time for that. I'm not interested in that. And so now here you are, and it's like, well, why is all this stuff happening? Why is my family busted up? Why is these decisions being made? And it's like, well, this is sort of the exactly what you wanted at the beginning. You weren't interested in light from God's word. You weren't interested in God's word. You weren't interested in wisdom. You weren't interested in discerning things. You weren't interested in living a godly life. And so now you have all of the benefits of not having a godly life. And so if you wonder why it is that way, it's you kind of just get what you were looking for. And that's what happened to these folks. The problem is when the consequences start happening, then it's sort of, well, we needed to go back and make different choices. Well, you can't go back and make different choices. You got what you were looking for. This is exactly what you were looking for. You didn't want light, and now you consequently stumble around in darkness, and so that's just what you were looking for. So here's what she says. You're going to call, I'm not going to answer. You're going to seek me, I'm not going to be found. And then there's four things here that she describes. And these are the ironies. This is all the ironies here. Verse 31, she says, therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way. Just eat the fruit of your own way. I'll give you maybe a dumb example, but I'll give it to you anyway. This is the path you've chosen. You eat the fruit of your own way. He says, this is the path you've chosen. And if the path that you've chosen doesn't have what you need, then you should choose a different path. The example is, I was thinking about this. If you decide, I know it's going to be a dumb example, but you know what? Just bear with it. You decide, I want to drive to Houston. I want to go to Houston, and you choose a way. I mean, you can go 59 and go, you know, the normal route, all that stuff, but you say, I want to go my own way. I'm going to choose my own way, and you choose a way. You know, between here and Houston, I have to get gas at some point. I'm going to have to fill my tank at some point. But you say, you know what? I'm going to choose my own way. I'm going to take a bunch of back roads. None of them have gas stations on them, but that's the way I want to go. And you know where you're going to end up. You're going to end up out of fuel on the side of the road. I know it's a dumb example, but you know what that is? That is you eat the fruits of your own way. You chose this way. This way doesn't provide what you need, but this is the way you chose. And so whatever you encountered on that way, that's what you can have. And if there's no gas stations along that way, you can't fill up. I mean, it's a dumb example, but you get the idea. There, you eat the fruit of your own way. If I'm gonna walk this path, but I know there's no water, I know there's no food, I know there's nothing over here, but I'm going to walk this path anyway. Eventually, you're going to get thirsty, you're going to get hungry, but the problem is there's no food on the path that you chose. And so wisdom says, look, in this ironic circumstance, in this chickens have come home to roost circumstance, you chose the path, and now you eat whatever's on that path. You get whatever you've chosen. She says, you'll eat the fruit of their own way. That wasn't someone else's decision. You set out, You ignored wisdom. You ignored all of the opportunities she gave you. You ignored light from the words of God. And now you find yourself hungry, thirsty. And it's kind of like, that's what you chose. That's the path you chose. Now, if you want to have food and water, you're going to have to go back and choose a different path. They'll eat the fruit of their own way. How about this one? This is so up to date. So up to date. She says in verse 31, wisdom says, therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. I thought about that. I thought, what? What does that mean? Filled with their own devices. And then it hit me. Duh. Everything you think passes through the device. Everything that's in your mind came through a device. You're filled with your own device. And that's what she says. They'll be filled with their own devices. I have one, so, you know, I have one of these. I got a cell phone, so it's everybody's got one. But how much time does this, how much time does the, I don't know, it's not even TV anymore. Nobody has TV. It's just these now. But how much time does this steal away from time with the Lord or prayer time? You know what wisdom said? These people choose their own way, and they're filled with their own devices. You think about how much of what you think had to pass through this. How much of what's in your mind came out of this? I'm not saying it's not all bad, but a lot of it's a waste of time. A lot of it is bad. There's some good stuff, but you get the idea. Filled with their own devices, our addiction to devices. It would probably do us all good just to turn them off once in a while and just, you know, try living without it for a little bit. See how that works. We might die. I don't know, but you know. She says they're just filled with whatever they came up with. That's what you're filled with. Whatever path you chose, that's the path you're on. And whatever's on that path, that's what you get. Then she says this, verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them. The turning away of the simple. Well, look back in verse 22. That's the simple. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? What's that? You want to be ignorant of the things of God. People that love their ignorance. The turning away of the simple shall slay them. They wouldn't turn around. They love the path they're on. You love the path you're on, and you won't turn around and listen to wisdom. And so consequently, you just continue to walk off the cliff like everybody else. Turning away the simple shall slay them. They loved their ignorance of God, and now that has come back on them. And then she says this, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Which brings up an interesting little principle. The problem with sinners, the problem with you and me, is we love the things that kill us. We love the things that are killing us. The prosperity, what did she say? The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. You remember y'all know it. You know the guy in the New Testament who he's going to tear down his barns and build bigger barns because his business is so successful. And the Lord says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. You've invested so much time in all your prosperity, and you've neglected your soul. And what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What does wisdom say? Wisdom says the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. They're so caught up in wealth and money and physical stuff and just the accumulation of stuff. You've occupied your mind with that so long, you've neglected wisdom. You've neglected light. And pretty soon you look back on your life and you're like, how did I get here? I mean, it's just, like we were having this conversation the other day, and it was, it was Debbie. Debbie and I were talking today. And she was asking, I forget how we got on the conversation, but she said, how old is Sam now? Is he 16 yet? I was like, no, he's 15. She's like, man, grow up so fast. And that's true. You look back and you're like, where's the time? Where's the time? And the time has all been spent in accumulating stuff and paying bills and getting more stuff and then getting more stuff and then trying to take care of that more stuff and then buying things to protect that more stuff. And before long, you look back, what have I done with the time? Wisdom says the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. What is it? It's the thing we love is the thing that kills us. The thing that we're after, the thing we're chasing. The thing where we just can't give it, I can't give that up. I want that. And then the Lord says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. You've neglected the most important things. You made prosperity your master, and prosperity is not a good master. So she gives four, I don't know if you, I guess you could call them just ironic statements. In verse 31, therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Like, everybody's getting what they want, and they're all dying off in droves. But everybody's getting what they want. Then she says, on a positive note, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. Why? Wisdom is safety. Wisdom is protection. Wisdom is the stop sign. Wisdom is the yield sign. Wisdom is the red light and the green light. Wisdom is the system of protection. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So the question is, the question in all of this, when you read all of this and then you're like, why don't people listen, or why don't I listen? But the question that comes to my mind is, why is it so hard to listen? What's the thing that got in the way? Guaranteed it's one of these things. Is it your own way? Is it just, I'm going to do things my way, and then you find out your way was kind of dumb? And then you find out, you know what, I should have listened. Maybe, but why is it so hard to listen? Is it your own way? What does he say? Lean not unto thy own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We'll get to that in a couple chapters. But maybe it's your own way. That was the problem in verse 31. They just eat the fruit of their own way. Maybe it was the device. They're filled with their own devices. Why is it so hard to listen? Well, because I'm listening to this all day. I'm just watching this. I don't have time to listen to this. I don't have time to listen to the Bible. And I'm not saying you got to read the Bible 24 hours a day, but you know good and well this thing keeps you from that. You know good and well that's the devices that have distracted your mind. Why is it so hard to listen? Well, I'm just distracted. I'm just thinking about other stuff. I'm just thinking about dumb stuff. Why is it so hard to listen? Is it you're just turning away? You just don't want to hear wisdom? Is it maybe it's prosperity? I'm just too wrapped up in my stuff that I don't have time for God. I don't have time to hear what he says. I'm not interested. Guaranteed though, there is a day coming when you will be interested. There's a day coming when you will look back and say, can I get this time back? What's happened to this? There is coming a day. You notice when wisdom says, I will mock when your fear cometh. You know what that is? That's inevitability. When, not if your fear comes, when your fear comes. I will mock when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. Distress, anguish cometh upon you. And those things aren't question marks. That's the destruction she's been telling you about. Avoid it, avoid it, avoid it, avoid it. Quit. Well, I'm not listening. I'm going to keep going my way. And then she says, it's inevitable. You're going to walk off the cliff. This is what I've been telling you about. This is what I've been warning you about. She says, I will mock when your fear cometh. Not if it comes, when it comes. And it's not just trying to, you know, be dramatic or something. There's a day coming when God will judge. He will judge his creation. He will judge people. He will judge you. And this is what wisdom's been trying to say. Look, you need to get things right. You need to correct this. You need to trust Jesus Christ. You need to stop going the direction you're going. And if you don't stop going the direction you're going, this destruction's what I've been telling you about. This is what I was telling you about. But at that time, she says, I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. And at that time, whatever was distracting you, whatever was more important, the prosperity was more important, the distractions were more important, just that I want to deal with God was more important. Well, on that day, all of that stuff goes out the window, and what becomes the most important thing is now the thing you can't get to. It's gone. Whosoever will, I don't know if this is the first whosoever will in the Bible, but verse 33, but whoso hearkeneth, that's whosoever will. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. Whoever listens, this isn't specific to any race or whatever. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. This is the judgment. This is what I've been trying to warn you about. And you know what the wise folks did? They listened, turned around, they held out their hand, they took wisdom by the hand, and she led them to a safe place, gave them peace of mind. You know, if you've trusted Jesus Christ, you're trusting Jesus Christ, you know what? You're sheltered now. You're safe. You're protected. You dwell safely. You're quiet from evil. Those kinds of things. I mean, there's some practical stuff. Not everything's an eternal matter, but that's the most important matter. The tragic irony, wisdom has cried and cried out and lifted up her voice and tried to get people to stop walking off the cliff. Stop going the direction you're going. Pay attention. Listen. But you just wouldn't listen. I guess the question is, why wouldn't you listen? Because whatever that why is, it won't be important when all this stuff comes about. It won't. What shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? That's a good question. Gain the whole world, lose his own soul. What's he going to give for his soul now? So there's some tragedy here. There's some irony here. But you know what? The principles are things like you kind of get out of life what you were looking for. Just kind of got what you were looking for. You may not like the consequences of it, but you got what you were looking for. I'm not interested in God. I'm not, whatever. I'm not interested in Jesus. Okay. You will be one day. You will be. Better to be interested today than interested when it doesn't matter. Because one day it won't matter. It'll just be consequences. That's what wisdom is saying. That's the warning. That's the warning she's trying to give. That's the warning. The blessing is, in one verse of all these negative verses, you got one positive verse at the end. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. I can tell you, as far as eternal life is concerned, as far as what happens after you die, all that kind of stuff, I can stand here and tell you I am not worried about that. Not right now. I'm not worried about that. I trust Jesus Christ. I know where I'm going. Why do I know where I'm going? Because I trust Jesus Christ. I just trust Him. I trust Jesus Christ. Some of you are the same way. You trust Jesus Christ. You know, someone who's already been to the grave and come out of the grave. What is that? That's I dwell safely, quiet from fear of evil. There have been, probably in the last 6 months, thankfully not in the immediate congregation here. We haven't had, I don't think, any funerals here. But friends of friends, people that I know that knew somebody or that sort of relationship, there have been more funerals in the last 6 months than in the last my whole lifetime, I think. This is just people, maybe not that I knew, but that I knew somebody. Guaranteed, those folks, I look at the landscape and I think, why am I here and they're gone? I was thinking about that yesterday at Kenny's funeral. Just thinking, I was thinking about Cookie, his wife. She's like 30-something years old. I'm like, this lady is a widow at 30-something years old. Yeah. Some of y'all experiences, you know what I'm talking about. And my thought is, why do I have the blessing of having a family and all of this, and we're not in that position? And all I can think of is, you know what, you just better be ready for that. You just better be ready for that stuff. You don't know when, and there doesn't seem to be necessarily a great explanation for, well, this happened because this and right now. And this is why it happened right now. And this is why they died young. And this is why they die old. There doesn't seem to be an explanation for it. So you know what wisdom does? She says, you just need to be ready. You need to listen. Because you don't know. You don't know. And you don't have a good explanation for it either. So wisdom, look, there is coming a time where it's going to be too late. You need to listen. You need to listen while you can. Listen while I got my hand stretched out. Pay attention. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. I don't know when, but I do know who. And if you know who, it doesn't really matter when. Understand what I'm saying? I know Jesus Christ, so the when, it doesn't matter. If I don't know Jesus Christ, then the win is, it's big, better get it settled. Better get that stuff settled. So Proverbs, I mean, it's incredibly practical stuff. So I hope that's helpful. I know it's not like a little, not a uplifting midweek stuff, you know, but it's serious. It's real. It's just serious and real. So I hope it's helpful. I think most of y'all know this stuff, but really, I truly hope it's helpful. Father, thank you so much for these words you've given us. I pray that you would feed your flock tonight. I do pray if anybody's listening that has not trusted Jesus Christ or is not trusting Jesus Christ, they'd understand Jesus Christ is the only one to put your hope in. Only one that died for your sins, only one that rose from the grave, and he's coming back. Lord, thank you again for your words. Thank you for each soul that's here this evening. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.